perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and thank you so much for tuning in, no matter how you're tuning in these days. We are so blessed to have you join us. On today's program, I want to jump right into my guest today, because it's actually going to be someplace I'm speaking this next week, believe it or not, folks. We're going to be at St. Bridget's Catholic Church and giving a parish mission called Running to the Heart of the Father. And my guests today are Father Kurt Vogel and Penny Warner. And both of them, Father Kurt is the pastoral administrator of both St. Bridget and St. Patrick Catholic Churches. And I'm so blessed to be joined by him. And of course, Penny's been on the program before. Beautiful witness about her love chaplet and her music. It's going to be wonderful. I'm actually going to be working with Penny for this mission, and it's just going to be a beautiful experience. So welcome to the program, guys, and thank you so much for joining me on Young Catholics Respond.
Thanks, Bill. Say hi, Father.
Thank you for having us. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm super excited. The dates again for the mission, it is going to be held on March 18th through the 20th at the St. Bridget's location in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. So come on out to the St. Bridget's location if you're living within the area out there, or if you're going to travel, it's at the St. Bridget's location in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. So, Father, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about, you know, the theme of the mission, kind of what the parish is hungry for. I mean, you know, out there in today's society, you know, we're living in a world where, you know, we need to experience Jesus in a more profound way and come into a relationship with him. So just wanted to kind of find out from you, what are you looking forward to? What are the themes that we're going to be talking about out there?
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to the parish mission to help my flocks and those who are coming to participate as well, with the wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Ghost throughout all of these talks of how it is that, given, like you said, the day and age we live in, how do we encounter our Lord Jesus Christ? We have what feels like so many options anymore. You just walk down the cereal lane in aisles at the stores, and you have probably five different options for Honey Nut Cheerios alone. But but how do you find the right and real option if there's even only one option as far as belief? What do I believe in? Is there indeed a God or not? Is there some Almighty? And if there is, how do I see him in my life? How do I encounter him most easily? And so, you know, making the approach of God real, as I like to say, real, but also how do I not only make it real, how do I grow in my loving relationship with him? You know, one of the things that, because we're man, we're fallen people, and we live in a fallen world, is that we all suffer. You know, we don't have to look for it. It finds us.
Yeah.
And so, because suffering is basically a daily reality, and sometimes it's very intense, how can we integrate that suffering appropriately, not just as a human being, but what's even better, realizing that it's an invitation from God to draw closer to him. It's not a condemnation, but a moment for us to grow towards our own personal salvation. So how can we find that in the midst of our very real trials, our crosses, as we say in our beloved Catholic faith? And for that matter, too, how can we take advantage of the store of treasures that our faith has, and most especially in the sacraments of the Catholic faith, you know, those amazing seven tools of salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us, initially to the original 12 apostles. How can we use those seven tools of salvation with our suffering in our lives to help us integrate the suffering more better into our bodies and souls, so that indeed, yes, we're still suffering, but we can see that there's always hope and even, amazingly enough, joy in the midst of our crosses. So that's what I'm really, of course, definitely hoping for, and I know will come about with the guidance of the Holy Ghost, with the talks that we will have, the parish mission that you are so generously coming out to help us out with, and also Penny Warner as well here.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing experience, you know, for me, but also for, you know, those of us who are going to, encounter the Lord through it. You know, this is not about me or about Penny or even about you, Father. It's about the Lord and drawing people together through, you know, the stories, the prayer experiences, because I always feel like stories and parables that Jesus uses in the gospel always draw people closer to the truth and to the reality of who he is. And so when we're able to tell our story of suffering, when we're able to tell our story of the difficulties that we've had in our lives, we realize one thing, I believe, and it's that we're not alone. You know, people coming into the faith very quickly realize, I think, that they are not alone. From the moment of our baptism, we are brought, you know, into a community of believers. We're supported by our parents and godparents. And we're called to not be alone. But sometimes, just sometimes, out there in the world today, we are becoming increasingly isolated because of technology or of whatever is going on in the world. I mean, right now we've got the coronavirus going on, and there's some forced isolation for people, you know, that are sick. But the idea is that I think when we come together, we're able to experience through that witness and recognize, hey, you know what? I'm suffering too. You're suffering too. But I know the one person who suffered for us. His name is Jesus Christ. And he has not only suffered for you, he's redeemed you. He's called you to channel and give, as you mentioned, Father, give meaning to that suffering. So not only do we help ourselves grow closer to the Catholic Church and the suffering that, you know, in the suffering that we experience, but also we grow closer to God through it, and we're able to help other people. So through the stories, you know, of our lives, and even through song, Penny, too. I mean, you have had an amazing journey, and we've talked about your journey many times on our radio program just because it's so unique and so awesome. But you've written some amazing original music, Penny. And I know one of the songs we're going to be featuring in the mission is a song you've wrote called Expose My Heart. And I know it was just played on our station a little while ago, but I kind of want to delve into that a little bit. Because we're really calling people during this mission to run to the heart of the Father. But to do that, we have to expose our heart to him. We have to expose our heart to him. We have to make it vulnerable so that he can transform and change us. So I just want you to maybe talk a little bit about that song, if you don't mind.
Right. So I wrote that song when I was going through some troubles in my life. And we all go through troubles, whether it be childhood or adult. And sometimes when we go through those troubles when we're young, we don't realize how much they affect us when we get older. And so in the midst of some suffering that I was having and some troubled times, I wrote that song, Expose My Heart. And so, like you said, a lot of times when you're hurting, you don't realize it. So you do have to expose all those things that have happened to you in the past, in order for the Lord to come in and heal you. So that song is about that, exposing my heart, and a little bit about my childhood and how, you know, the insecurities that we have. And then towards the end of the song, I talk about the hope that comes through Christ as we're being able to be healed from those past hurts. So that's really about insecurities in the past, and then how you can heal through the hope that Jesus Christ gives us by dying on the cross for us and helping us to go through those hard times. So that's what it's about. So I'm excited about to share it with people. And maybe it'll help other people heal like it's healed me.
Yeah, you know, again, it's that sharing, right? It's the sharing of the faith. It's the sharing of our suffering that gives us a common bond in the Catholic Church. But we also have to remember to orient that toward Jesus Christ and offer it to Jesus so that he can use it for our benefit and the benefit of others. And, you know, with my personal story, you know, surviving 3 open heart surgeries and stroke and whatnot, I mean, that song speaks to me a whole lot because my heart's been exposed on the operating table wide open.
Literally.
On the operating table. So it certainly speaks to me quite a bit, and you know, and being able to share not only that story but the other, you know, people I think also think that in today's society, maybe we can talk a little bit about this on the other side of the break here. We're just going to take a short break in a minute, but one of the things I think a lot of people think about is that, you know, suffering you know, is only temporary, and you know, sometimes though we experience long, prolonged suffering throughout the course of our lives. And suffering is temporary in the mindset that that it's only temporary as while we're on this earth, because we're striving for something greater. We're always going to have suffering on this earth. You know, I mean, Jesus said it, you know, in this world you will have trouble, but do not fear, I have overcome the world. So you're always going to have trouble. You're always going to have some type of, you know, suffering here on earth. But it's what we do with that. And so that's what I'm excited to share with people. And during the mission, I'm excited about being able to talk about what are we going to do with this, and how can we take our broken parts, offer them to Jesus, and allow him to transform us and change us and draw him closer to us. I think, Father, what you said earlier about how, you know, it's about drawing people into those, you know, 7 gifts of the church, those 7 sacraments. What a beautiful way to lead people to that and to the truth of the church. You know, the church has a response for every time and season of our lives in the sacraments. And so looking forward to talking about that. Again, real quickly here before the break, I want to mention to you that the mission is at St. Bridget's Catholic Church, March 18th through the 20th, each night at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be talking about the overall theme of running to the heart of the Father. So you have to take that short break here on Young Catholics Respond. When I come back, we'll continue our conversation with Father Vogel and Penny right back after these messages.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Join Patchwork Heart Ministry founder Bill Snyder for Running to the Heart of the Father, a 3-night parish mission at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, from March 18th to March 20th. Bill will use stories, personal witness, and prayer experiences to inspire and challenge all to lay their weaknesses and insecurities at the foot of the cross, and run to the heart of the Father. Worship music will be led by Penny Warner, and the mission begins with fellowship each night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit patchworkheart.org.
Please join Arise Milwaukee for special prayer and worship events on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Carroll University in Waukesha. All ages are welcome at the Arise Milwaukee Worship Night on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Join us for adoration, prayer, encouraging messages, and worship. Free childcare will be offered and no registration is required. On Saturday, middle and high school students gather for the 15th annual Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. Together in fellowship, they'll hear relevant and encouraging talks, be led in prayerful worship, and have the opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and attend Mass. Please join us for these special Arise Milwaukee events featuring conference speakers Nick Frank and Lauren Wright and worship led by the Josh Blakesley Band. You'll hear who Jesus is, be invited to consider your need for Him, and encounter Him in the Blessed Sacrament. We look forward to praying with you at Carroll University on March 13th and 14th. To learn more and to register for the Saturday Youth Event, please visit arisemke.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back here to Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. Today we're talking with Father Kurt Vogel and Penny Warner. We are talking about the upcoming mission at their parish, which Patchwork Heart Ministry is going to be providing to the parish. It's going to be a fantastic experience. Again, the mission begins March 18th and runs through the 20th at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. Each night, we're going to start at 6:30 p.m. with fellowship. So come on out to the parish and join us, because it is going to be a very wonderful experience. We're going to deepen our relationship with the Lord all together. Again, it's not about us. It's about us all deepening our relationship with the Lord. And you know, Father, it seems that a lot of people, a lot of parishes around the country always have missions during Lent. It's always one of these things that we focus on during Lent to better ourselves. And, you know, why is that? Why do we as people always seem to gravitate toward this one liturgical season to better ourselves?
Great question. Well, Lent being as it is, imitating our Lord in the desert as He was from the first Sunday of Lent, we heard in that gospel He was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and He was there as a time of purification for Himself. And we saw the fruits of that amazing purification, that He was able to conquer the three temptations of Satan at the end of His 40 days and 40 nights. So we too are also in a time of purification during Lent, imitating our Lord Jesus Christ. And doing so, these kinds of talks of parish missions and focusing on more of the suffering of our Lord, on His passion most particularly, up to His crucifixion and His death on the cross. You know, we remember those moments most easily in different prayers, but particularly with the Stations of the Cross, as we have those more often than not at our parishes on Friday evenings during Lent. It's just a very concentrated time of focusing on how much our Lord has really literally dived into His human flesh, being both human and divine, to suffer for us, out of love for us, and to give us greater meaning to our own suffering in our lives. So that's why we have these really fun talks, but also life-changing talks as well, to help us on our own personal path of purification. Ultimately, that's us helping to grow a little bit more in holiness and growing a little bit more and becoming the saint that God is calling us all to become.
Yeah, you know, it's such a beautiful way, you know, you highlighted that, you know, time of purification for us, because I really feel that this can be a purification for each and every one of us. You know, sharing our stories, you know, when we share our stories, I tell this to people all the time. When we share our stories with one another, that is what transforms us. You know, there's a transformative property about sharing your witness of why you came to Jesus, why you're best friends with Jesus. you know, it's not only evangelization for the person that is listening to it, it's also evangelization for the person who is sharing that story. And so I always look at it when I have the opportunity to share my story as Jesus speaking into my heart. And sometimes in those moments of sharing your story, there's an unexpected part where the Holy Spirit speaks into you and says, oh, wow, you know what? That's something maybe I didn't consider before, because you're sharing it with another person who might be impacted in a way, and you're listening to their story. So, you know, you don't always have to have a parish mission in order to experience this. And I encourage people outside of a parish mission to just pull up their friend next to them at a coffee shop and talk about why you love Jesus, you know, especially during this season of Lent. You know, who can you impact during this season of Lent? Where pull up a chair, pull up a cup of coffee, invite somebody over for dinner. You know, if you're unable to make our mission, maybe you're, you know, in a totally separate part of the country or whatever. You know, you don't need to always have an encounter like a big gathering at a parish mission to share your faith with one another. Just take the step and do it with one of your friends at Starbucks sometime, or, you know, at a local coffee shop. You will find yourself transformed. And I'm so excited about the ways that the Holy Spirit is going to purify me and is going to, use me as an instrument as well out there at your parish. I am so excited to be able to encounter, people and be able to help see where the Holy Spirit wants to take us. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is about the elements of the retreat too, or about this mission, because there's some really powerful things that we're going to do that maybe people haven't done on a regular basis, right? And there are two things that are going to stand out as kind of pillars during our mission, and that's the Eucharistic adoration, and as one of them we already mentioned, Father, is the Stations of the Cross. But let's talk a little bit about the Eucharistic adoration first, and really, what is that? Why do we adore the Eucharist, and why should people spend that time to do it?
Right, you know, excellent question. You know, we believe quite strongly in our faith that our Lord is undoubtedly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Most Holy Eucharist. And so he is indeed, God is present. Our Lord Jesus Christ is present in every single tabernacle in the world that is a Catholic church. It's the temple of God, each Catholic church. So we get to have an even more intimate encounter with him when he comes out of his tabernacle, as you can say, and he's exposed. So we see the host. It's usually larger than a regular host that people receive at Holy Communion themselves personally. And it's in a monstrance, a nice, beautiful, golden device that appropriately so exposes our Lord in a more exponential way, so he's more easily viewed by a greater, larger number of people, more or less, no matter where you sit in a church, so that indeed people can really, literally have a face-to-face conversation. We usually say prayer, but conversation with our Lord right there in the monstrance, with his real presence in the Eucharist. So when we have those moments of more intimate prayer, you know, the effect of God acting on us is even more powerful. It's more palpable even than when he's present inside the tabernacle with the doors shut. So it's a time, an opportunity, and a tremendous blessing for us as faithful Catholics and all people in the world to really draw closer to God when he is exposed for us on our altars during adoration.
Yeah, and I know, Father, you definitely have a heart for it, because, you know, I know you have regular adoration times for your parish for people to attend, you know, and just stop in and make that, you know, appointment with the Lord, right? For whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour, whatever that is, stopping and just visiting the Lord and having that powerful encounter, as you mentioned, with him, it's palpable, and it can be palpable, right? So how beautiful. You've got a great heart for that.
Thank you. Yes, as I like to say, you know, St. Jerome, I won't go into the full story, but he had a great encounter with God after he finished translating the Bible from the original languages into Latin. And when he encountered our Lord, it was a vision, but nonetheless, it ties in with adoration. You know, our Lord asked him, well, St. Jerome was trying to give him his Bible to Jesus Christ, saying, this is my life's work, and I'm giving it to you, my Lord. I've given up so much of my life for this. And our Lord said no, and then St. Jerome said, well, shoot, Lord, what can I give you, more or less? What's what he's saying in return? I'll live a life as a monk. I'll live a very ascetical life. I'll be a hermit. And the Lord said no and no. And eventually, St. Thomas, or excuse me, St. Jerome asked our Lord, you know, what do you want me to give you? And our Lord simply said, all I want is your sins. And so thinking of what we're diving into, not just adoration, but with our parish mission as a whole. I mean, we're going to be talking about so many hard stuff that does tie in probably with wounds from our past life, and some, and for a large number of us, possibly so, that does involve our own sins. I mean, throughout the parish mission, we'll have kind of a consistent theme, but during the different nights, we'll have different topics. You know, Wednesday night, we'll be talking about insecurities. And then tying that into the next night, which is when we will have our adoration, Thursday evening, that's when we'll be talking about the suffering part. How can we bring those insecurities that have brought suffering in our lives? How can we bring that to our Lord even more intimately? We'll be bringing up appropriate scripture verses for us to reflect on, and how that is indeed something we can dive into. And then with Friday evening, we will be having the Stations of the Cross combined with Penny's Love Chaplet, so both Stations and Love Chaplet combined, of how can we indeed draw closer to God with our suffering, with our sinfulness, all at the same beautiful time. And to kind of, if you want to put it this way, you know, cap it all off, the Sacrament of Confession will be offered, the amazing sacrament of God's infinite mercy that's just always available. And, you know, as I say, sometimes we walk into that confessional and we're damned. But when we walk out of the confessional, we've been saved. And so we can dive into all these amazing truths about our beloved faith that our Lord has given to us. Just a moment of us indeed growing deeper into the season of Lent, of this time of purification and just growing in holiness indeed.
Yeah, it really is going to be very exciting. And being able to work with both you and Penny is going to be a phenomenal experience. And I encourage anyone, again, living in the area, Pleasant Hill area, Kansas City area, come on out, folks, and join us. We know that the Lord is going to do amazing and wonderful and powerful things, because He, when we put our trust in Him, He never, never, ever fails us. So the mission begins March 18th, and it runs through March 20th. We're going to begin each and every night with fellowship at 6:30 p.m. And then, of course, we're going to have all those elements Father talked about, the adoration, the confession, the Stations of the Cross. And we're going to have some fun too, folks. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a few laughs here and there, because we have to. God asks us to enjoy life abundantly, and so that's what we're going to do. He commands us to enjoy life abundantly. So we're going to enjoy life, but we're also going to focus in on the tough things and experience His love and His grace through the sacraments, and it couldn't be something that I'm more excited for. So, Father Penny, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm looking forward to being with you all next week.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward too. Penny's right next to me, so I'm already enjoying her company, but I look forward to enjoying yours when you are able to come on in, Bill.
Yes, absolutely. Well, for those of us, again, real quick, I'll give the details one more time as we're wrapping things up. Parish Mission, St. Bridget's Catholic Church, Pleasant Hill, Missouri, March 18th through the 20th. Fellowship begins at 6:30 p.m. each and every night. So come on out and join us, folks. For all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.